You walked on water for me. Went to the grave, rose on day three. And I noticed it's by faith. No hocus pocus, no one could take your place. You lift me up, yeah, and I was down. I got lost, but I'm never too far to be found. You went to the cross, yeah, for me. You're a boss, yeah, you stole death keys. Stole them from me. Yeah, you stole them from me. Stole them from me. And I owe it all to you. I can do all through you. Your love is far beyond. My heart was cold, Freon. But you never gave up on me. You walked on water for me. Went to the grave, rose on day three. And I noticed it's by faith. No hocus pocus, no one could take your place. You lift me up, yeah, when I was down. I got lost, but I'm never too far to be found. You went to the cross, yeah, for me. You're a boss, yeah. You stole death keys, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Stole them for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, what it is, man? It's your boy, Young Lord. L-O-R-D-E. Welcome to the Prince Multi Podcast. Woo! I'm so thankful to have y'all tonight. This is great. Everything's been going great. Got a lot of great guests coming on the show. But tonight's episode, the glory before me, before you, before us. This is the 7. I've been getting a lot of great feedback and a lot of confirmation from my Heavenly Father. I'm so excited to tell you all about it. This episode is perfect, coming off of everything that we already talked about. This is great. It's perfect timing. So don't go anywhere. Shout out to all my sponsors. Miss Carol with the Rhyme and Reason Foundation. My new partners. It's a great organization. She's from Jackson, Mississippi. But she travels to Africa all the time. And it's really an organization for to spread hip-hop awareness in Africa. And we love them. And we love those kids out there. And pray for them, and shout out to the new kings. Make sure y'all go vote for them. They're being nominated for the Tulsa Awards, and they're in the finals. So shout out to my guys. Y'all make sure y'all go vote. Look on my page. I'm sending blessings and love their way as well. Shout out to Nick Smith Podcast. This is no competition between the podcasts. Those are my brothers, my brother and my sister in Christ, him and Kylie. I love you guys. And y'all go check out their episode tonight. They're going to be talking about things like police brutality and things like that. And these are conversations that must be had if we want to evolve as a culture. So I'm definitely going to tune into that and be sharing that when It premieres tonight on their behalf. I had a sponsor drop out. We're not mad. We're not upset. We're not going to riot. We love you. Anyways, we're just going to keep this thing moving. I've been making some moves behind the scenes. You know, I'm not going to talk about it during the episode, so I'm just tell y'all now, I've been making a lot of moves behind the scenes. I've been seeing a lot of things. You know, I keep my eyes open. I make sure I'm very aware of what's going on out there and on the internet. But, yeah, I'm very excited about this episode, The Glory Before Me. Yeah, just stay tuned to the Prince Mosey podcast on Anchor. And if you can donate, do that. Cash App, CD717. Support what God is doing. Be a blessing and be blessed. We do this for a high purpose. Y'all are going to notice that I have somewhat theme music now. I decided to add one of my songs to the show, which is great. So, yeah, I'm excited. Guys, stay tuned. Shout out to all my sponsors. Shout out to everybody who's been supporting me. Y'all hear my messenger going up. Shout out to the guy that just sent me a thumbs up. Thank you, sir. Check out the podcast when it drops. Everybody who's tuned in to the Prince Mosey podcast Facebook page, you get the episode like 2 hours early before it drops, because usually it drops about 7 o'clock on Facebook. If you subscribe to the Prince Mosey podcast Facebook page, you get it like at 5 o'clock, so you get to tune in before everybody else does. That's just one of the perks. Also, if you follow my sponsors, my partners, they'll also get to debut it 2 hours early as well. So if you're following them, you'll get to tune into the new episode early as well with them. So this is a great thing. God is blessing us, and we're just happy to be here. But yeah, y'all already know what it is, man. Stay tuned. It's the Prince Mosey podcast on Anchor, but it's also on Spotify, but it's also on Google, but it's also on Apple, but it's also on Stitcher. It's also on all these other platforms, and you can check it out on all of them. So yeah, you do that and be blessed. Welcome. How's everybody doing tonight? And I just want to say I truly appreciate y'all for joining me in the 7, joining me on the show. I want to thank all of my partners and everybody that helps me do what I'm able to do. To all the artists that come on the show, and the actors, and everybody who takes time out of their day to be a blessing to me and to my community, we love you. But tonight we're gonna go deeper into this journey, get into more spiritual aspects of life. So, like we always do, I'm going to ask you to bow your heads and close your eyes. I'm going to talk to my Lord first. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray that these words don't fall on deaf ears, and that you just bless all the listeners, bless all who sow into the ministry. We magnify your name. We exalt you. We are nothing without you. And we know this for fat, big facts, no cap. We love you. We pray that you just continue to use us in tremendous and mighty ways for your glory. We thank you for your son, Jesus. And because he died for our sins and paid the ultimate price that we can never pay, So we just thank him and we just magnify him as well. And Lord, I pray that you give me the words to say to your people, and you set the tone, and you set the mood, and you set the vibe, and you take over the atmosphere, and you fill the room with your presence. And I know your spirit travels, so send your spirit to all those who are listening right now, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We love you. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, guys. Okay, so we started out, right? We're gonna have a recap here, right? We started out with 2020 vision. 2020 vision, that was the vision for 2020. I'll let y'all know everything that was going on, what I had going on, what my plans were, where we were going, right? And then we got into the beneficial breakdown, right? Right, we got into the beneficial breakdown. We talked about how breaking down, sometimes, you know, God allows these things to happen. You know, it's for your good, it's for your benefit. And then we got into uncompromising the love. Right? Let me make sure y'all know how I do. Y'all know I cannot remember these things, cause I write them down and I just go. But I'm gonna say we got into uncompromising the love. I had fun with that. I love these titles. They're very great. Yeah, uncompromising the love. And then we got into soul tie circumstances, talking about how certain relationships can affect you certain ways. You want to guard your mind, guard your heart, guard your thoughts, you know. Watch the company you keep and keep positive influences and things like that. We got into that, which was great. And blessed and spiritual, and I hope that you got something out of it. And tonight we're gonna talk about, after you've been through all of that, after you got vision, after you broke down, you went through it, after you broke down and you kept loving, you kept doing the right thing even though the wrong thing happened, and then yeah, and then you started to look around your circle and say, okay, well, this person ain't good for me, and this person ain't good for me, and you weeded out those snakes in your grass, and you got your grass real low and all that. After you did all that, what happens next? I bet you're wondering. I bet you want to know, right? After you come to this place of resolve and strength and boldness and courage, you've done all things through Christ, now you're ready for glory, you're ready to go to glory to glory. And that's what we're talking about tonight. Tonight isn't a depressing episode. Tonight is fun. Tonight is great. Tonight is inspiring. That's the vibe I catch tonight. Tonight is inspiration, because we've been through it all. We've been hurt. We've been backstabbed. We kept a smile. We kept a positive attitude. So now God is ready to bless us. And you want to know how? You want to know how I know? I was watching Joel Osteen today. And I watch sermons. You know, I know a lot of people think that this is just an act for me or whatever they think. I watch at least one sermon every day. If you don't believe me, ask the people that's closest to me. They get tired of me doing it. I watch sermons all the time. I'm constantly trying to see what God is saying about my life and about my destiny and about my fate. I'm very in tune with his voice. But yeah, I was watching Joel, and he was talking about how you're about to step into overflow. And when I say, like, the Spirit just came on me and I just cried, like, because I felt like God was telling me, like, after all that, I know that you don't know how this is going to work. I know you don't know how this is going to happen, but this is your confirmation. It's all going to work out. It's all going to come to a head. You're going to be everything I told you. And I just cried. And I just cried to God and just we had a moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't do it as much as we used to. I pay God attention. But this was intimate. It was special. And I felt like my father was present. And it was just me and him. And it was great. You know what I'm saying? So I just cried to him and told him thank you. And I felt honored. You know, I felt very much honored. Because I was like, you chose me. You know what I'm saying? It was nothing I could have did to earn this. All I did was say yes. I kept going through the test. I kept pressing through. When I felt like quitting, when I felt like giving up, when I felt like giving in, like, I kept going back and reconnecting with him and realigning our wills, if you want to say. So now I feel like, for everybody that's listening, you are a part of the seven. You are a part of this. This is greatness. This, the spirit travels. Catch it. God is telling us we're about to go to another level. We're about to step in the overflow. And you know, that has everything to do with the glory. I'm just so honored and so thankful and grateful. And I give him all the glory and the praise. I just ask that y'all keep going on this journey. Keep going with me. I don't do this for likes. I don't do this for shares. Of course, who doesn't want to be liked? Who doesn't want to be shared? Of course. But I always, one of my slogans, and if you go back and listen to season one, I tell y'all this from the jump. If I touch one person with this podcast, I did enough. This isn't about hype for me. This isn't about being trendy. Because if it was about trendiness, I wouldn't be doing the podcast. Nobody I know is doing this. I'm the first one. Because when God told me to do something, I just listened. And I stepped out on faith. And I was thinking about it earlier. And I was like, do y'all know how hard it was for me to come back for season two? Like, season one was so great. I was at such a great spiritual level. Everything was going great. I mean, I had my rough patches in life, ups and downs, but spiritually I was on a high. And for season two, something in me just kind of was fighting it. Like God was telling me, like, you need to start season two. And I was just kind of like, I'm not feeling it. I don't really know if I want to do this. And I just stepped out on faith and I started, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's the main thing with God. Just start. Like, none of my music is recorded. I'm putting the songs on Facebook right now. The song I put on the podcast tonight, none of this stuff is recorded. I just do what God tells me to do because the spirit travels. And I truly believe that. And, you know, so if God is telling you to do something, just do it. You don't have to have it all together. You don't have to have the perfect this and the perfect that and the spirit travels. If it's meant for you, they're going to love it regardless. And that's something I truly believe. So, yeah, this was a hard season to start. I'm glad I did it. I'm glad I started. I don't know where the interview idea came from, Holy Spirit. I just started. I just was like, I want to spice it up a little bit. I want to spice up the romance. So I was like, yo, I'll just start interviewing artists and business people and actors and whoever want to do it, you know what I'm saying? And it's been a great deal. It's been a blessing. I will say, for full disclosure, I'm going to add a disclaimer. Some of these artists do curse sometimes. I tell them before we start, it is a non-cursing platform. But sometimes they slip. Like, these are my friends. Like, we start to talk like we just friends. And they slip up and they cuss. And me, I don't want to come across as that overly Christian person that feels like, man, let's start over because you cuss. Like, no, I'm going to keep going with the flow. Like, I'm sure Jesus didn't just cut off everybody that did something wrong around him. He was perfect. They weren't. Not saying I'm perfect, but I'm a Christian. I know the guidelines to what I'm doing, and I'm not going to chastise these guys just because they do something that they're so used to doing. I mean, they know not to cuss. If they slip up and do it, I know that they're slipping up because we've already established the rules. So I try not to just be too hard on anybody, you know? So if you're overly Christian-y, I feel like that's why I'm here. I'm trying to break this wall down to where Christians feel like we have to be in this box and we cannot be in the world. The Bible said to be in the world, but not of the world. We can be in it, but not of it. You know, we don't have to do what they do to say we're Christians. And that was something I wanted to talk about tonight. We got to bridge the gap. We got to get out of these spiritual boxes we're in, where we're cutting the world off and saying, let them figure it out. They need us. They need our influence. You know, I had a partner leave. I told y'all about that. If you look at Facebook and you try to judge me based off that, you'll miss it every time. Because when God tells me to do something, I do it. And plus, my life imitates art. Art imitates my life. Example, I was watching the Emoji movie. A lot of y'all probably gonna think I'm crazy. I don't care what you think. I know what God showed me. I am the human emoji. So if you see me put a picture on Facebook and I have hearts in my eyes, like an emoji, and a 7 on my forehead, if you're over Christian, you're gonna think, oh my God, like, what is this? Like, and I don't have time for that. This is art. No matter what type of artist I am, I'm still an artist. I'm free to be whoever God is telling me to be in that moment. And that's why I came and I did the song today, to let you know what I stand for. If you listen to this song, you know what I stand for. There is no debating this. Another thing I wanted to discuss. I seen an artist, and he's calling himself a cult leader. I try not to throw nobody under the bus. I try not to bash anybody. But I see people love this. They give him so many likes. And it's not about likes for me. I can care less. This is about addressing a situation. Because people try to compare this person to me and say, y'all remind me of each other and we're nothing alike. And don't you ever think it. Nothing alike. Don't ever think it. No, no, no. Nothing like Mosey. Nothing, nothing, nothing like Lloyd Prince. Yeah. Don't ever do that. But yeah. I seen that and it just made me have to show y'all what the real thing looks like. What the real thing sounds like. When you talk about Jesus and you talk about God and you have certain moments. My songs sound like moments. I go into detail of what he did, what he stood for. Even on this podcast, I go into detail to let you know where this comes from. So don't ever compare me to these guys. Because I could go into detail about that, but I'm not. But yeah, don't ever compare me to those guys. But much love and respect to them. I pray that they figure out the real way. We're not here to shut anybody out. Like I tell everybody when I'm out in everyday life, in this Christian walk, I want everybody to be a part. I pray that everybody comes to Jesus and finds the Lord. Because I know that he is the real God. So all these imitators, they'll never last. They're trendy. But they'll never last. What I'm doing is going to last. Like I was telling my brother the other day. I said, Bubba, you have a YouTube page. Great. You have something that will keep you relevant when you're not doing music. This is what I love about my show. Like, when things get slow in the rap world, I never slow down. Because every week I'm coming back with a new episode. I never stay out of y'all face for too long. And I know that a lot of people might not like it, but y'all do. I know y'all love it. Because y'all look at it like inspiration. Like, how does he stay relevant? How does he keep going? How does he never get boring? How does he never get stagnant? He never stops. He never does the same thing twice. That's the Holy Spirit. This is why I tell people to come to Jesus. And the main thing is when I stopped rapping for myself and I started rapping for God. I'm not saying everybody got to be a Christian artist, because what y'all got to realize is that I was called, but I chose. He called me, and I chose to do it. Plus, I was scared not to listen. You know what I'm saying? I was scared if I didn't listen to him, what would happen? But yeah, I love all y'all. I'm praying for your best. I only want the best for the city. I only want the best for music. I only want the best for my listeners. I only want the best for my partners. I only want the best for my loved ones. And I'm not going to stop. And I'm not going to stop being me. And I'm not going to stop spreading the gospel of Jesus. That is why I'm here. Took me 30 years to figure it out. That's why I'm here. I'm here to tell y'all about him. And the kingdom. The real kingdom. The invisible one. But it's more real than the ones you see. So, that's about the glory. Like, the glory is the kingdom. That's why it's important to read your Bible. Anybody that does not read the Bible or hasn't read your Bible, I encourage you, start at Matthew. Go to the New Testament. Start at Matthew. If you see red letters, pay attention. That's Jesus talking. Listen to what he says. Do what he says. That's operating in the kingdom. Once you do that, you tap into another like power source that you don't have by yourself. This is the simplest way I can explain it to you, bro. Once you start to do things the way he tells you to do it, you tap into his energy. And he comes inside of you. And then he starts to manifest through you. I'm done talking because I just gave you the whole game right there. I just told you everything y'all need to know about Christianity. That's how you'll know it's real. When you bounce back from something that would have killed you before you got with him. When your mind starts to change and you start to think different about stuff. When you know you used to be different. When you know you used to be more savage. I'm not saying that I don't have flaws as a human being, but spiritually, Christ lives inside of me. That's the best way I can explain it. So on that note, it's really nothing else to be said. I really just gave y'all season 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 to season infinity. Everything that you need to know, I just told you. Everything that you need to know for life, I just revealed it. That's how you know. So I love y'all, man. Get your life right. Talk to God. Make him first place. Pray before you leave home. Pray when you wake up in the morning. Most mornings, I'm not going to say every day, but most days when I wake up, I just fall on my knees and I worship God, bro. Like, he's God. You know, like, he deserves that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think people understand how we should treat God, a God. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta take this serious. But anyways, I just told you what you need, so whether you choose to do it or not, that's you. I pray that everybody takes these words and they correspond it to their lives. Let those with ears hear and let those with eyes see. But I love you. Go to my Facebook page. Go to my YouTube page. Check out the Prince Marcy Podcast page on Facebook. Download Anchor. Do what y'all gotta do, bro, to stay in tune. Because everywhere that I'm pointing you is somewhere important. Because if it wasn't, I wouldn't be pointing you there. I don't deal with anything. I don't deal with unbelief. If it's not something I don't believe in, I don't deal with it. Straight up. So fix your lenses, man. put your contacts in. Do whatever you got to do to see clearly. Because God is looking for new people. He's looking for new warriors, man. It's time for the kingdom to rise. And you're going to want to be a part of this. So as always, we love you. God bless you. Keep your head up no matter what you're facing. Trust God. I had to learn this. I want to close out, but there's so much stuff I could tell y'all, bro. Trust God. No matter what happens in my life, I trust God. Sometimes God puts you through a storm so you can learn how to trust Him more, so He can pull you out. He does these things on purpose to build a relationship. It is not about religion. It's not about you being perfect. It's about you having a relationship with Him. Being obedient to Him. But if I don't tell y'all nothing else, I just told y'all everything. So, God bless you. I have a great, wonderful, amazing, super night. And remember, keep God first, not second, not third. Uno, si, señor. And I love you. And I'm praying for you. And I'm keeping you in my prayers. In the mighty name of the one who sent me. Amen.